This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Said talk about the news.
Okay.
Coming
up in the news, yeah. The rocket came back. I can tell you where it landed. And so how did Elon do on SNL? Everybody was talking about it. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. You know Huffman and Huffman as a brothers-in-law, but they've got a large group of lawyers all over the area to help you get what you deserve. Call 422-HELP first. Starting with a couple of homecomings, the USS New Hampshire came back after a six-month deployment. News 3 says the Virginia-class fast attack sub came back home on Friday. They are the first sub to deploy with a 3D printer kit, which gives them the ability to fabricate temporary parts while they're deployed. So that's kind of neat.
That is very cool.
Big welcome home there, and a big thank you going out to them. Also, the Coast Guard Cutter Laguerre came back to the Coast Guard base Portsmouth following a seven-week counter-narcotic patrol. So big welcome home to them. Big thank you going out to them as well. They made it home before the weekend. Now, also before the weekend, we got the jobs report. It came out at the end of last week. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid did fall last week to 498. 98,000. That's the lowest point since the pandemic started like 14 months ago.
Okay.
But what did catch everybody by surprise is that 266,000 jobs were added last month, which sounds like a lot, but that's down, like way down from 770,000 jobs the previous month.
They had predicted a million.
Yeah.
This is so far off. It's
266,000.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're trying to explain what happened, saying month to month gains are going to be choppy. There's fear of people going back to work with the pandemic still going on. Some blame the unemployment benefits.
I understand it's a convenient dumping ground, and to some degree I agree with that, but there are so many variables going on out, you know, in the world right now. But the idea that there were not all these new jobs created is directly related to the fact that no one can find workers there. This has got to be a byproduct of this situation. And so the real question is, why can't we find workers? Is it because we're just giving them too much free money? Is it a combination of, they don't have child care, so still one of them is staying
home?
There
was a lot of talk about that, how a lot of women specifically are staying home because some schools aren't open or it's tough to find, places to stick your kids.
And I was thinking about this, too, because, in our family, we made this conscious decision when our first child was born.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to forego the income and live on simply one income, and then one of us stays home to raise the child. So people that, let's just say you were a two-income family previous to this,
mm-hmm.
you've gone to a one-income status because you had to, because there was no child care. So you've already learned how to do it. How many people are choosing to just not go back into the workforce?
Yeah.
And decide that this is a life that they can continue to live.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to going back to get making a second income and paying for childcare, which is very expensive.
Yeah, I was gonna say paying that daycare is essentially paying. It's like you need a second income just
like
to do
salary.
That.
It is like a salary. Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. With all of this in COVID news, case numbers are now at a seven-month low. So we got that going on.
Yeah.
Dr. Anthony Fauci was on ABC News yesterday where he said the CDC may relax some more of the restrictions, like wearing masks indoors for those who are vaccinated. He said we may have to get more, the quote is, we may have to get more liberal with it. We do need to start being more liberal as we get more people vaccinated. As you get more people vaccinated, the number of cases will absolutely go down. He went on to say that a lot is needed, though, to get daily cases much, much lower than its current 43,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
When that gets lower, the risk of any infection indoor and outdoor diminishes dramatically, he said. He did go on to talk about how people getting vaccinated is the way to do this. I mean, that's what they were discussing in Lane.
Sure.
And with that, people in Alabama can get a COVID test or a vaccine at the Talladega Super Speedway. Like, they actually literally get to drive on the track.
Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to an area now where we had this discussion when all of this first started. What are the ethics behind rewarding people or offering them, literally in some cases, cash money to get these shots? Because there is an ethic behind this.
I guess this is a reward in that it's a cool way to do it. But I thought of it more as like you've...
Yeah.
This is just the most convenient, biggest place we could figure out to people come for a mass vaccination site. So let's do it here.
Sure.
And byproduct of that little side thing that they throw back at you is you get to drive on the track while you're doing it.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can tell you that there are cities, and specifically Detroit, mm-hmm. they just pay you.
Yeah.
Pay you straight up.
Right.
Here's some money. This is what the critics of stuff will go to. They'll be like, oh, this is the insidious controlling microchip part.
Uh-huh.
Woo! What are the ethics of taking someone who's impoverished and offering them $100?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's the amount that you would need to pay. A study at UCLA talked to 7,000 vaccine skeptics, and a third of them said that they'd be likely to get a vaccine if they were paid $100.
There you go.
Yep.
Funny. Everybody's got a number. And I'll bet your number is a lot lower than you think it is. When you're faced with issues. You need $100 and they're laying, that's $100 laying there, you're doing this.
Dude, I put the words news bitch on my official FM99 name tag because you gave me $5 to do it. Five. Five was it. So yeah, my number is a lot lower
that's
than I thought.
That's fallen out of favor. It used to just be cute. We all knew it's a joke. And now it's, you know, Harvey Weinstein kinda. My God, you're a horrible human, Rick Rumble. Terrible
just,
man.
Just five, and that's
you
like
need to
permanent.
Buy her a new badge.
Yeah.
Yes.
So elsewhere, the parts of the rocket came crashing back to Earth. That Chinese rocket that was launched, they launched a module to space. It was over a week ago that they launched it. The rocket was supposed to land in the ocean, but it accidentally went into orbit, all recklessly floating around. An uncontrolled reentry was expected, and it did come back early yesterday morning. The debris landed in the Indian Ocean. Which is kind of what they were thinking was going to happen. I mean, statistically, somebody from NASA tweeted out, I mean, statistically, this is what was going to happen. It is, though, the second time that China has had trouble with falling debris. NASA feels China is not meeting responsible standards regarding their space debris. The principal director of the Center for Orbital and Reentry Debris Studies at the Aerospace Corporation said,
this is the second largest uncontrolled reentry in the last couple of decades. The previous one was the previous version of this. This launch last May, and that one rained pieces down in Eastern Africa and did some damage, I believe. Most people thought they would have learned their lesson and not done it again. You know, they're two for two with this particular design. So the question people have asked is, did they not plan for this? And if not, why not?
Yeah, well, this rocket, by the way, as your buddy Craig on 13 News pointed out, is like 10 stories tall and the size of 10 HRT buses.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Now, whether it came back all in one piece or broken into a million.
Yeah, I read a Chinese report on this. It broke up. It was just a little piece. We always knew it was going to go into the ocean.
Yes.
I mean,
don't worry about it. The rocket came from some sort of a wet market, and we don't know what happened there. Hello.
Yikes.
Yet another thing, right? Are you guys up to snuff with the rest of the world on anything? Just curious. Just want to know. The rocket they're talking about last May, pieces of it went through people's homes.
Mm, yikes.
Like these big 15-foot-long rods went through these houses in Africa.
God.
It's like, yeah, this is not good.
Man, that's terrifying.
You'd think that one would be the one that said, you know, guys, we should probably have a look at this, make sure we don't do this again. But apparently we're pretty happy with it, as long as it doesn't hit us.
Right.
You know, as the Chinese, you know, at least the government's happy with it.
Well, we thought we had control of it, but not quite.
Yeah, again.
Maybe need to recalculate
you know what?
Things.
It's just the sniffles. Don't worry.
Now, NASA did postpone the rocket launch from Wallops over the weekend due to weather conditions. So now they are set to launch NASA's Wallops Flight Facility rocket. They're going to launch it tonight.
I would like to apologize for this, by the way. We went with the molars to the beach to watch the rocket launch.
Uh-huh.
Every single time we have gone with molars somewhere to see a celestial, like a sky event, it's been canceled.
Not happening.
Or it didn't work. No. No, we missed the comet.
Yikes.
Too cloudy. The twin Jerusalem stars didn't quite show up.
No.
And this is, I want to say, the second rocket launch we haven't seen. So this is on us.
Well, don't go tonight because they're looking at doing it. The reason behind the postponement was due to upper-level winds not being within the required limits for a safe launch. So you can blame Craig for that, too. 8 p.m. tonight is when they're looking at doing it again if the weather cooperates, those upper-level winds.
Yeah.
And one more thing with NASA. Back in October, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft descended just above the surface of an asteroid named Bennu, and it snatched a handful of rocky soil. Well, today, if all goes well, it's going to fire its rocket thrusters and begin a two-year, 200-million-mile drive back home to deliver the 2.1-ounce treasure. USA Today reports this is going to be the biggest sample collection since the Apollo astronauts came back with the moon rocks. Scientists hope that the sample will shed some light on the formation of our solar system. So the plan is for it to eventually release a sample. It's going to be like a sample capsule that's going to drop over the Utah desert. They say if all goes well, 2023 is when we're looking at that, making it back here. NASA will air the liftoff at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I give those guys so much credit for designing these things because it would be so unfulfilling. Let's just say you're at the end of your career and you're involved in one of these deals where it's 10 years before we see results and you won't even be around for them.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll still be alive, but you certainly won't be working
there
anymore.
You're not going to be controlling it at all anymore.
It would be
very
frustrating.
Yeah.
I guess it would be fulfilling to know. I mean, you still would have friends, I guess.
Yeah.
But
you got it there. You did your part.
Yeah.
That was like when I worked at a telemarketing company.
Right.
I was the front end. So I had to get the person to listen to a message. And then the back end, they had to seal the deal. Like, so somebody else would come on.
Right.
Yeah. So if I could get that person to listen to the message. This is nowhere near as great as being a NASA rocket scientist, but I'm comparing it anyways.
Yeah.
If I could get that person to listen to a message, I felt like my job was done. So,
hell yes.
Yeah. You get that thing on the asteroid.
That's right.
Your job is done. You did it.
Get a big handful of that asteroid.
That's right. All of that brings us to Elon. SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. And for not being an entertainer, he's getting a lot of positive response on his performance. The early ratings show a 33.3% increase over the past three original season 46 episodes.
Yeah.
The season high came from the election week SNL when Dave Chappelle emceed the show. Now, so far, the show is enjoying its most watched season in 4 years, with two episodes left to air. Elon helping that out. Elon's guest, Miley Cyrus, had her sixth time performing on the show. Now, his episode may have drawn the viewers. Critics did not find it original.
Really?
They did not find it funny either. Twitter did. The most notable moment people were talking about came when the billionaire had his opening monologue, and he said he was the first person with Asperger's to host SNL.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it.
There
you go. Make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Now, that first
so
to admit it
part. So it's a
jumping
off place for AI jokes.
And the first to admit it, he qualified that because he is not actually the first. Former SNL cast member Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's, and he had hosted a decade earlier in 2003.
Sure.
So, yeah. I'll give you another one of his jokes, though.
SNL is also a great way to learn something new about the host. For example, this is my son's name. It's pronounced cat running across the keyboard.
And of course,
it was
funny. XAEA-12.
Then he brought his mother out.
Yeah. During the show, he appeared on the Weekend Update to explain exactly what Dogecoin is. Of course, by the end of the bit, they were joking on it.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is. Prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme, but now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man?
To the moon!
Yeah,
all right, this is clearly a joke.
In the real world, though, Dogecoin's value plummeted during the show. It's hard to say that he was the cause, but, I mean, it did.
Yeah.
However, it is all the talk. Like, I was talking to my brother-in-law over the weekend, and he was like, yeah, I got some Dogecoin. He bought it for, like, 14 cents a coin. And
long time ago, then.
36 cents or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was telling me the numbers. But he was asking about Sean, even. He was like, so how's Sean doing with his Dogecoin? Where is he? How much is he making at this point?
Yeah.
Because it's what people are doing. I mean, everybody's starting to get on these things and trade cryptocurrency.
They are.
Thanks to Elon, it's gone down some.
But it's do you know how much it dropped?
I know it dropped. I was well up over $100 return on my investment. Now I'm.
It went from 60 something to 50 something. It didn't. It didn't crater.
No, it didn't. But that's a lot when you have you know a bunch of them.
Yeah, true.
from a low cost. You know what I mean? Because I got it back when it was like 0.003.
If you can't stand this kind of a hit, you need to get out.
Oh, I'm just leaving.
Because this thing is going to be a roller coaster. This is going to be like Grand Canyon, Everest, Grand Canyon, Everest.
I was just hoping for an Everest after Eli.
These aren't supposed to be investments. They were supposed to be currencies that people were using as currency, but instead they've become this thing that you stockpile like it's gold.
Yeah.
It's totally not the mission statement of the cryptocurrency.
It's not what Dogecoin is, man.
This was supposed to be a world currency that you could just use everywhere. Screw the bank, screw the man.
Right.
You know, and instead it's become a collectible, which is what's artificially manipulating its price. If you reacted to that by selling your Dogecoin, see, that's speculators because they're trying to get – what they're doing is they're thinking that someone else is going to believe that, so they're going to sell theirs now before everybody else and make that extra 10 cents a coin or whatever it is. Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man.
Well, the standout sketch of the night, they say, had to be one called Chad on Mars, but it was mainly because of Pete Davidson with an assist from Miley Cyrus. I'll let you look that one up if you're interested in seeing it.
Are they dating now?
Oh, yeah, you would expect that, right?
I would expect Pete to get in there. He somehow or another finds his way into every other 20-something on that show.
Yeah, maybe. Around here today, we got showers, we got thunderstorms, we got a high around 72. Southwest winds 14 to 17 miles per hour, winds as high as 25. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight as well, a low down around 56. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs only in the mid-60s. So right now, we're at 71 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.